Hello and welcome to my first podcast recording. Today I will be discussing and answering the following questions on how my approach to learning through discovery has affected me as a professional and in my own professional life. Now I will be making some connections based on the book by Tony Wagner's, which is The Global Achievement Gap. Why even our best schools don't teach the new survival skills our children need and what we can do about it. And on chapter 5, he discusses about the motivation of today's students and tomorrow's workers. And there is a section where it talks about learning through discovery. And as an educator, I learn through discovery by going onto YouTubes and exploring, for example, what is PLN? How do I tweet? Or how can I get more information on rocks and minerals? Or what educational strategy is effective for English learners? Or a song or a chant that is related to a content. So I'm always exploring and learning through my own discovery on various strategies or songs to enhance myself as an educator. And through the use of YouTube, that's really benefited me as a professional. I also explore using a lot of different Google Translate, Google Maps, Google Earth, a lot of the Google apps allow me to explore, and through that exploration, I'm able to share it with my students, and my students can learn from my exploration on my own. I know that in today's new generation, we're able to communicate with various online resources, and I've learned through those online resources like Twitter. And through Twitter, I was able to be a part of a chat. And I'm still new to that, but I really loved how I took it upon myself to discover, and there was dialogue about a topic, and I was able to expand my PLN, which has led me to grow in the learning community of education. So I feel that I've grown and learned through the discovery of online and digital literacy. I know that researchers just beginning to explore the impact of the use of technology and how today's young people work and how they learned. And I feel that as a personal, in the personal sense, I feel that I'm always online, either checking on the weather or reading a motivational message from 7 Habits app. And then from there, I go on and I read my personal emails, and I always need those those celebrity blogs to read up on the Kim Kardashian next scandal or whatnot. So through my discovery, I learn little bits and pieces of what's going on in the entertainment world or in my own personal life. I also get up in the morning and I sometimes need to go to a meeting for a different school, and so I'll use my GPS, and it just helps me to navigate myself to that location. And once I'm there at a certain new place, sometimes we get a really long lunch and for an hour, and so I decide, hey, I want to try out a new place to go eat, so I'm just going to pop open my Yelp app and just search a new restaurant nearby. In addition, as in a personal sense, I've learned through discovery by trying to self-diagnose my own illnesses. For example, I had a really severe allergic reaction this summer, and I went to the hospital because of it. After my experience in the hospital, I went home and And I Googled what could have been some of those reasons that I got the severe allergic reaction. And just things like that that I've gone to explore. And then from that site, I've gone to another site. And just little things that I've noticed within my health or my parents' health or my family. And I'll learn through exploring, through the discovery of the internet. And I'm also in agreement with Tony Wagner when he states that when he gets bored, he just Googles something. And I'm good at doing that in the sense where I get bored and I look at my horoscope and I'm a Cancer, and it's just it's interesting because I get pleasure from reading my horoscope daily, even if it's like what's going to happen in my month or what's going to happen next week or how is my love life going to change. And so through that, I just read about myself in a sense. And so that's how I've learned through discovery, and I've grown as a professional and personally. So I hope you've enjoyed my first podcast. Any feedback would be greatly appreciated. Have a great one.